I'm watching your face the first 3 seconds of this song.
Okay.
And if there's any part of you that thinks you know it, I'm aborting the entire episode.
Okay. Now it's on. Now the pressure's on. I gotta know it. I gotta know it. I gotta know it. The river of life continues to flow day in, day out, for all of eternity. And just like the sounds of a babbling brook or a trickling stream, music calms, soothes, and provides us life, happiness, joy, and even sometimes solace in times of sorrow. And there are songs that provide us individually with so much solace that we find ourselves wanting to hear them over and over, and we want others to experience that joy that is the song that speaks to our hearts and to our souls. And that's why Phil and I bring you the Greatest Song You Never Heard podcast, where we bring a song that the other one doesn't know and talk about why it's one of the greatest songs no one else has ever heard. And usually it's because of our poor taste in music. Hello, Phil.
How's it going? Hey, you are right. Brooke does babble.
Yes.
She babbles and babbles. And by the way, I'm going to have to take a quick time out because the tinkling crick has made me want to use the restroom. I think I can trickling.
Can you hold it?
I think I can hold it.
Trickling. Well, at your age, it's hard to hold the trickling. I get it.
Careful now. Careful now.
How are you doing today, Phil?
I'm doing great. Speaking of age, This is going to be fun today.
You know what I was thinking about? While we were doing this, we talked a couple episodes about how our first episode is usually like, yeah, it's pretty good. And then by the third or fourth episode, we're like just in the groove and we're doing it. Maybe what we should do moving forward is a fake episode to start the day. And what we could do is we could have a history of the worst song you've never heard.
That's right. Well, we can string those together. Not that we need a whole bunch of post-production editing, but we can have the, like, what do they miss? Outtakes.
Yes, we could do that too. I just know that I had a song that I was going to bring to you today that was one of my favorite songs ever, but I think that you would just mock me for it and you would hate it. And so I didn't even dare bring it to you. But you know, that's what made me think the worst song you never heard.
Was it Cut 2 on the Traveling Wilburys?
No, it was not Cut 2 on the Traveling Wilburys. It was by someone you may or may not have ever heard of. So There's that.
Well, I don't know if I've ever mocked you at all. I wouldn't have mocked you on Veronica either. Well, my mocking is not from – it's from the heart of love. It's from the side of love. It's not ridicule. Well, never mind. You know, it's a lot of ridicule too.
So on Thursday nights, Heidi and I go to trivia night here at a local pub by our house. And we love it. And in fact, we won this week.
Good for you guys.
However, there was a trivia question about a move in it was called Sports Outside the United States was the category. And it said the trivia question was something along the lines of, a Veronica is a move in what sport popular in Spain? And of course, it was bullfighting. And then, of course, our quizmaster, who knows all things, just starts busting out with the song, Veronica, and I'm like, yes!
Episode such and such on the greatest song you never heard. I heard it then. How do you know this? Because I'm the co-host. It's my idea. How often do you talk to people about our podcast?
All the time. And you know what's funny is, when I did a podcast in 2004, people would be like, oh, that's fascinating. And it was about me driving around in my car and talking about garbage I saw on television. Like, literally, that's what it was. And now I tell people about my podcast, and they're like, oh, that's cute for you.
Yeah, screw you. You tried doing a podcast.
That's true. It's true. So, well, Phil, do you have a song for us today?
I do. So, we are right in the midst of March Madness. Do you get involved with March Madness? Do you like it?
I love March Madness when I have people around me who are also in March Madness. Because if they're not, then there's no point in me watching a bunch of random colleges I never heard of. I like college basketball much better than the NBA.
What is the NBA?
Yeah, I do like March Madness.
Exactly.
They're dead to me. That's what they are.
What you're saying is the NBA is still out there.
It is still out there, yeah. And I see remnants of it here and there, but I don't have any idea. I haven't watched a full NBA game since they stole my Sonics and they're dead to me. And it's bad enough, and I'm so bitter, Phil, that I'll see people with Oklahoma City. I was in at a tech conference in Jamaica, and this young man was wearing an Oklahoma City Thunder cap. Oh. And I said, oh, man, I thought we could be friends. Yeah. And he goes, what? And I go, it's the hat. And he goes, I don't even like the NBA. I just thought it was a cool hat.
No, it's the least cool hat in the NBA. Yeah,
the least cool hat in all of sports is what.
Yeah, I think so. All of the universe. Yeah. Of course, there is talks that the Sonics are coming back, but almost it doesn't matter. The NBA brand is so bad. So bad. You know.
Yes.
But the March Madness. Now, that's fun.
Yes.
The best 4 days of sports, in my opinion, is round one and round two of the March Madness tournament.
Totally agree. Agree. And we're in the midst of that.
Yes. So
please tell me your song is from the album Jock Jams.
That was one, but I didn't go there.
Okay.
So it's not. Would you like to hear this episode's greatest song you've never heard?
Would I? Hair lip.
That's such a great joke.
Thank you. I'm glad you got it. You're one of only three people in my life who would get that reference.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to tease that, and you'll actually tell the joke after this.
Basketball Jones. I got a basketball Jones. Got a basketball Jones. Oh, baby. Ever since I was a little baby, I always be dribbling. In fact, I was the baddest dribbler in the whole neighborhood. Then one day, my mama bought me a basketball, and I love that basketball. I took that basketball with me everywhere I went. That basketball was like a basketball to me.
Basketball Jones.
Everybody.
I got a
You know how there are times in life where it's like the end of a Scooby-Doo episode where you're like, I'm so confused. And then all of a sudden, so many things that have happened to you converge and make total sense.
What? Scooby-Doo?
That's what just happened to me. Because Phil texted me maybe 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago.
Maybe,
with the most
maybe,
random question maybe, ever.
Maybe 3 months ago.
But the funny thing about this question is it wasn't out of character for Phil to text me with such a random question. And he just literally was like, hey, are you a fan of random question? Are you a fan of Cheech and Chong? Which is funny because I think we've talked about Cheech and Chong at least once or twice in the time that we've known each other. But anyway, and so I cheated a little bit.
Your response was, nah, they came before me, so not so much. I'm like, yes.
Well, I cheated a little. I'm going to be honest. I cheated a little bit because I couldn't. You didn't send me lyrics. And so I know you probably couldn't find the lyrics for this, but I couldn't tell if he was saying I've got a basketball joke or basketball Jones. And so I looked it up because I thought they were saying basketball Jones. And then I saw that it was Cheech and Chong. So I didn't cheat on purpose. I was just trying to figure out the words to this song.
Well, so some of the lyrics, you know, the pick and roll of life. My mama gave me a basketball and it reminded me of my favorite basketball.
I've got more moves than X-Lox. I like that one as well.
Yeah, and of course, I slept with that basketball. I put it under my pillow every night. Maybe that's why I did not sleep so well.
First, I was going to ask you if this was from Pistol Pete Maravich.
No, Pistol Pete was not on this. But since you know it's Cheech and Chong, let me ask you if you recognize the name Klaus Voormann.
Klaus Voormann, is he not a composer?
Oh, maybe he is. Now, he played bass on this song. By the way, this song is 52.
Oh, no. Klaus Voormann is the bass player guy who invented the bass with the guitar that doesn't have a headstock on it.
Ah, got it. He is the bass player on the song.
Ooh.
But wait, there's more. What was I going to say? I can't remember. Anyway, it went away. Let's see. Nicky Hopkins. One of the keyboard players. Recognize that name?
Nope.
Jim Keltner, drummer.
Don't recognize that name either.
So let me just tell you a little story about this. This song is 52 years old.
Wow.
And Cheech Marin, one half of the comedic duo Cheech and Chong, wrote Basketball Jones as a humorous song about his own experiences playing basketball. By the way, this is the first novelty comedic song, at least that, I mean, the year after this was released, The Streak by Ray Stevens was released.
Okay.
Anyway, so,
followed by the day Godzilla ate Tukwila.
Well, there's a plethora, if you will, of songs after that. So the song was initially recorded as a demo, but eventually caught the attention of some guy named George, who is a friend of Cheech's. Here it is. George Harrison.
Oh, that George.
That George. So he was so impressed with the song that he offered to produce it and then gathered some of his, you know, more famous musicians to play on the track. And the result was a star-studded recording featuring the lineup of the following. George Harrison on guitar, Klaus Voormann bass, Nicky Hopkins keyboard, Jim Keltner drums, Tom Scott from the LA Express, also of the Blues Brothers fame, saxophone.
Interesting.
Ronnie Spector backing vocals with the Ronettes.
Wow. Like Ronnie said.
That's right. Michelle Phillips.
Should really?
Recognize that name. Also backing
vocals. Yes, I do. For the Mamas and the Papas.
That's right. Carole King, backing vocals, piano, apparently uncredited, but I found she was on it. The fifth Beatle is also on it. Not just one of the first four, but the fifth. Billy Preston, keyboards.
So, interesting.
And then
you bring up
Jim Gordon Beatles. Also. Yeah.
Because Klaus Voormann actually was rumored to replace Paul McCartney and reform the Beatles as the Ladders. with George and John Lennon and Ringo. And they actually, he performed with them on the song The Greatest. Really? I'm the Greatest from Ringo Starr, yeah.
The Ladders with
according
T's.
According to the Wikipedia.
T's, not D's, right? The Ladders.
Correct.
Got it.
Yes.
Interesting. So this, that's, isn't it funny how this stuff comes together? This song was only a moderate hit. It peaked at number 15 on the Billboard's Hot 100 chart in 1973 off the album Los Cochinos.
Another example of a song that probably is much funnier when you're stoned.
Maybe. But when I kept looking and finding out more of the people who played on it, I'm like, this is fantastic.
Oh, totally.
This is remarkable. And although the song is, you know, kind of tongue in cheek, for sure, and a novelty song, I felt the need to bring this given the stars that play on it.
I would say I thought you were taking my earlier talk about the worst song you'd never heard seriously, and that's why you brought this song. But I can see where it fits into the all-star band category and the 70s drug-induced comedy era and March Madness. Way to go, Phil.
It's like, who is it? It's me, Dave. Open up. I got the stuff. That is old school Cheech and Chong.
Old school Cheech and Chong.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Well, I have wanted to play this song for months and months and months, and I finally had to pull the trigger. I felt March Madness is a apropos time since
it is a great time to
the
play.
The song is a little goofy, but I felt kind of worth it. If you the listener did not think it's worth it, please let us know.
Oh, tell Phil.
Yeah.
Tell him all day long.
Down in the comment section on our website, thegreatestsongyouneverheard.com, and at GSYNH podcast on X, Twitter, and of course, Facebook under the same name, The Greatest Song You Never Heard. And I had to do it. I had to do it.
Listen, not every song can be the literal greatest song of all time, because then there would only be one, right?
That's exactly
true. So there's
a
list of the greatest songs you've never heard, not just the greatest song. And this would fall into that category. So thank you, Phil, for bringing a humorous song to us.
52 years old, dude.
This song is old. To steal a joke from the SNL 50th anniversary special, this song is now old enough to have died of natural causes.
That's right. Oh, speaking of jokes, did you want to tell that joke?
Yes. Right after World War One, there was a lot of soldiers coming back from the field with disfigurations from different things. They didn't have plastic surgery like they do today. And there was a gentleman who he'd suffered a loss of an eye. And while they were fitting it for a new one, they just put a wooden eye in there. And they sent him to a party where there was other people. And there was women there who were willing to dance with men who were disfigured. It was kind of a service to these men. And this woman walks up to this man, and she had a cleft palate. And he finally gets the courage to ask her to dance. And he said, "Hey, would you like to dance?" And she said, "Would I?" And he said, "Hair lip, hair lip."
Tugunch.
Pudunch. There you go.
With that, why don't you wrap us up?
Well, I don't know if there's a way to wrap stuff after that monstrosity we just called an episode, but thanks for enduring. Thanks for listening. Thanks for following us. And thanks for all your comments. And we know that all of you are out there listening, and we really do appreciate you tuning in whenever we do one of these shows. With that, we will see you, talk to you next time. You'll hear us in your earbuds next time on The Greatest Song You've Never Heard podcast.